Welcome to your daily devotional for March 2nd. God's Supreme Revelation. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past. The Lord would appear on earth from time to time in the Old Testament. God would appear in the form of a man, in the midst of a burning bush, and in a still small voice, according to his own will. During these times and through his prophets, bits and pieces of the time of his nature and plan were revealed to men. But now he has been revealed fully through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is said to be the express image of his person. God the Son is an exact representation of God the Father in the full measure of deity. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus himself said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Consider how blessed you are to live in a time when the work is finished. No longer do you need to bring an animal sacrifice to the temple year after year to be right with the Lord, for he has by himself purged our sins. The Lord God is here and is seated exalted in heaven, offering salvation, hope, peace, and advocacy to those who have faith in Jesus Christ. If you are a child of God, your identity is securely bound up in your Lord. His inheritance is great, and believers are all partakers of the heavenly inheritance of God the Son. I hope that this brief devotional causes you to pause and worship and reflect upon the majesty of Christ and his great plan for the ages. The plan that I speak of is his great plan, accomplished for you.